Welcome to the Style My Mind podcast. On this show, we decipher the secrets, tips, and guidance of fashion and psychology with the world's most inspiring people. Our mission is to unlock the power to become the best version of yourself by turning their wisdom and knowledge into practical advice. We explore how style isn't just what we wear. It's how you feel, how you move through the world, and how you connect with your identity. And today's guest is someone whose lifestyle beautifully embodies that philosophy. Angie Herron is a model, fashion, and wellness influencer, and a passionate advocate for confidence through movement and self-care. From luxury swimwear shoes to tennis and boxing workouts, Angie merges strength and softness, showing her audience how fashion, skincare, and physical wellness are all interconnected. She built a bold and thoughtful online presence, empowering others to embrace their full selves through fashion, travel, and fitness. Angie, I'm so excited to have you on the podcast. Welcome.
Thank you, Jen. I'm so excited to be here.
Angie, you are absolutely phenomenal, and your work spans over such a wide variety from modeling, wellness, travel, but there is also a clear sense of intention behind it all. How does your journey, or how did your journey into modeling and content creation even begin? That's always interesting to know. Where do you start?
Yes, it is interesting. So I actually started by being behind the scene originally. I started working as an agent at a modeling company 15 years ago. So, and I always was behind the scene, helping, you know, models involved, helping them develop themselves. And through years, you know, my, you know, models, you know, keep asking me why I'm not stepping up in front of a camera, but I'm always shy, and I was always shy. So I know, you know, what people, you know, going through when they say, no, I cannot do it. So it took me, honestly, a long time to overcome my shyness. And it happened actually about a year ago, actually in May last year, during Cannes Film Festival, but I, you know, I was invited to be on a red carpet, and I became an incidental, I would say, influencer by, you know, wearing, you know, one of my, you know, friend's designer dresses, and, you know, it become, you know, like really popular. So after that, I was like, wow, I shouldn't be shy anymore. And I discovered, you know, like my new passion.
That's so amazing. And I mean, I think a lot of people can, and especially my audience, can relate that like stepping into confident self, especially when you're more introverted, can be like really daunting and really scary. So how did you get to being confident to do this? I mean, you said already it was a hard step for you to overcome this, but yeah, what was the end that tipped it over the edge?
So honestly, the end was when I was at the Cannes Film Festival and I saw so many beautiful ladies, and some of them were like even older, even younger, but they were like all on red carpet, you know, looking glamorous and not afraid, you know, to show themselves. It was all body types, all ages. And I was just like, wow, you know, like why am I not, you know, one of them? Why I'm not stepping, you know, like above and beyond my confidence zone to achieve something that I really like? So, and that's what I did. I went on the red carpet and walked. I was so nervous, you know. I walked it, and, you know, it was the best, you know, moment of my life that, you know, helped me to rediscover myself and overcome, you know, my shyness and open a door to a new journey.
I mean, you are a fabulous person inside and out. So I'm so glad that you're stepping into the spotlight and, you know, showing people that everyone can overcome their shyness and just rise to the occasion when needed. And looking back, were there like specific moments when you realized fashion could be more than a visual, pretty much, and something that affects how we feel mentally and emotionally?
Yeah, it's always actually been a journey for me because, you know, through, you know, my career as an agent and behind the scene, I've been going to a lot of events, you know, like, mm-hmm. and, you know, socializing. So it's always, for me, looking, you know, beautiful and looking fun is, you know, the really important, you know, part. So the colors working really great with my emotions. So for example, if I'm feeling tired and I don't really want to go, or I'm shy and I was like, oh, maybe I don't, you know, belong to this particular event. So I'm wearing the bright colors like today. I'm nervous today as well. So it helps me, you know, to boost my confidence. It helps me to bring my emotions up from whatever, you know, happening, you know, during the day, to bring my awareness to the moment, you know. So colors, you know, really, really work well with my emotions. Also like a texture, sometimes sequins, sometimes anything like, you know, bright, you know, always, you know, incorporates very well with my wardrobe when I am trying to step out of a box.
I love that. And it's all backed up by science. I mean, that's what we fashion psychologists look into, right? I mean, bright colors can have the effect of sending out more dopamine in your brain, and it just makes you happier, and it lowers the threshold of being nervous. So that's absolutely amazing. By the way, audience, everyone who is just listening to the podcast, you should at least click onto the video at least once to see how absolutely beautiful Angie is looking with this bright pink top that she's wearing. It's absolutely gorgeous. So you often share content that blends strength and sensuality. So how do you personally define confidence today, and how has that evolved from when you were very shy to now, and how do you look at confidence now?
So confidence for me is trying something new. So when I push myself to go outside of a box, I am actually building my confidence. So yes, like putting something, you know, myself in a swimsuit, you know, that not, you know, comes to me like regularly. Sometimes I have to, you know, like push myself to do it, yeah, and show my body to actually gain confidence for myself. So I feel like everyone in a while should try something new and push those boundaries so they can feel confident in themselves, you know. So that actually, you know, my secret to boost my confidence.
That's such a good secret. And to be honest, I haven't heard that much yet. And I love that, because in the end, it makes total sense. I mean, if you are pushing yourself out of your comfort zone and you have to learn how to get comfortable with the uncomfortable, it's not only just unusual because you do it more often. So it's not like you're not so scared to try something new, probably even more anymore after a while. And on top of it, it's just like, yeah, you might figure out something about yourself that you didn't know that you liked on yourself. So that's such a wonderful advice. So audience, here, you've heard it. Maybe try to step out of your comfort zone once in a while a bit more often. I really love that. Thank you so much for sharing that advice. And I mean, you are so deeply ingrained in the fashion industry in your own way. And I would like to talk about fashion as a form of wellness a little bit more, because I know that this is very dear to your heart. In your life and your career, how have you seen clothing impact mental health and emotional well-being besides the colors and sequins that you just spoke to?
I do believe that, you know, fashion and well-being is well connected. I can see it or in myself. So let's say, you know, like I'm feeling down or I'm sick, you know, like I, you know, don't want to wear any, like, you know, pretty clothing, because sometimes I just want to beat myself up for being, you know, feeling, you know, sad or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I choose, you know, to wear something old and, you know, like grayish or whatever, you know, like colors that not really, you know, helping me. So I have to sometimes put myself, you know, back, step back, take a moment and be like, hey, listen, you know, why I'm wearing, you know, like sweatpants from, you know, like 100 years ago, because I'm feeling down, you know. It doesn't, you know, have to be that way, because if I'm feeling down and I put something nice, it automatically brings, you know, me to a better place. Even if I'm sick and I'm wearing a nice, you know, like a sweater and a cozy, you know, pants, it's still going to bring my mood up and help me either to recover or forget, you know, some things. So I do feel, you know, that fashion and emotions are connected, and we have to sometimes, you know, force ourselves to, you know, go there, because yes, it is comfortable to put old pants when you're feeling down because you want to feel sorry for yourself, you know. But, you know, feeling sorry for yourself, you can feel like this for, you know, a week. So to overcome it, you know, put nice clothing. It doesn't have to be bright colors. It can be just, you know, something nice and cozy. You know, go take a picture, you know, selfie in the mirror. And I feel like it's instantly, I feel like it instantly gonna, you know, make you feel better.
And that's, I think that's the key here, right? I mean, in the end, it's all about intentional dressing choices. And if you are thinking about it from a mental well-being perspective, that's absolutely amazing. Many of our listeners struggle with connecting to their body on low energy days. I have that a lot too, like especially when I live in London, so it's very gray and very rainy all the time here. So that has a big impact on my energy levels. Do you have any go-to fashion choices or rituals that help you reconnect with yourself?
Yes, absolutely. You know, on low energy days, I usually like to do a little bit of yoga. I'm not a yogist, you know, but I would just do like some breathing exercises or just some stretching, because I believe that wellness aspect always connected to our, you know, well-being, and obviously, you know, connected with fashion. So just simple stretching or breathing, you know, reconnecting to, you know, inner yourself, that brings me back to reality, bring me back to, you know, moment. And usually start, you know, choosing, if I have low energy, I would go for comfortable, but something, you know, like a little bit fashionable, because, you know, when you dress up, even just for yourself, you know, you do feel a little better. So, and your energy level goes up. So even if it's just a cute sweater with, a, you know, accents of bright colors, it can be, you know, like balloon jeans for the comfort, because yes, on the low energy level, we feel, you know, sometimes, you know, we want to wear baggy clothing, but baggy can be really stylish, you know, some oversized jacket, you know, some jeans, you know, baggy jeans, or some, you know, sweater with accents and some cute little, you know, sneakers would, you know, instantly bring your mood up.
I love that. That's such fantastic advice. And I also know, I mean, we know that you are very active, a very active person. You embody that a lot. And I also read that you train in boxing and you do a lot of tennis. So, which we don't often see with fashion influencing. So, but you make it look so effortless. How did that passion start?
So, boxing has been in my life for a long time. As a kid, I did kickboxing, and you know, then the kick part, you know, was left behind because it was way too hard for my ankles, and I still need to walk on with those heels sometimes. So, I love just the boxing part. So, you know, since that, I do boxing as fun, and it's a great form of fitness. So I truly appreciate, you know, like a good boxing session. And tennis, I picked it up recently during COVID. I always admired, you know, like playing, you know, but obviously you need to have like usually two people to play. So, you know, during COVID, my husband and I, we had, you know, much more time, because obviously, you know, and unfortunately, you know, like the work it was not there. So we started doing, you know, tennis. We started learning it together. And since then, it's, you know, like what, 5 years now? Like we've been playing it often.
That's amazing. Yeah, the pandemic has been either or, right? It had been an effect of like it throws us off the cliff, or it kind of lets us help us to reinvent ourselves. And a lot of people are still like trying to get out of that rut still, even if it's 5 years ago that the first lockdown happened. So that's also partially why we're doing this podcast, because I think it's super important and super amazing for people to share their experiences and to just help people to look at things in a different perspective. So thank you so much for sharing all of that. And you are very active. I'm not. I'm terribly lazy. I'm terribly when it comes to like physical fitness. So I definitely have to take you as my idol and role model and work more on myself to just feel better. But do you feel like your fitness routines contribute to how you show up in fashion work and in life in general?
Yes, my fitness routines play absolute great role in, you know, my fashion and how I show up. Because I feel like on lazy days, I do have those as well, I'm not as motivated to like go for photo shoot or go for event or, you know, do something. But if I, you know, like, let's say, you know, it's a gray day, you know, rainy day, you don't want to go out, you don't want to go, you know, like to gym. So like, I feel like, you know, if those days I still, you know, force myself and just, you know, do like a simple, you know, step machine, you know, for like 30 minutes, it instantly will bring my mood up, change, you know, me, and then, you know, bring my energy level higher. So, you know, then I can decide to go for that event, you know, or do that shoot whenever needed. So yes, I do feel like in a fitness routine, you know, it doesn't have to be every day, you know, but, you know, like even 30 minutes of any activities will help you.
That's great. That's good. It's good motivation for me also to not have to stress myself out too much. It can be half an hour doing something and it would be better than anything, than doing nothing, right? It's always the 1% rule. 1% is bringing you at the end of the year to more than doing nothing. So yeah, thank you so much for sharing. As you just said, I mean, you do all kinds of fitness routines and boxing and tennis are one of the sports within that. And tennis is such a dynamic sport. What impact does that have on your self-image or sense of strength, even from boxing perspective?
So tennis and boxing involved me into trying something new as well, you know, with my fashion. So, for example, you know, tennis, you know, and tennis clothing, it's so many cute, you know, different outfits, you know. So I, you know, when I started, you know, playing tennis, I was just like, okay, just like regular pants, you know, like comfortable, you know, like give me that racket, I'm fine, you know. But now I'm like going, you know, to the stores and I'm like, oh, this is a cute tennis shirt. This is a cute tennis top. So my confidence level, you know, went up. We're playing tennis more and more because fashion and tennis is very, you know, connected together. There are so many like cool events and cool photo shoots you can do like around tennis. And I feel like, you know, it's always a great idea to like take a picture with, you know, a racket and a cute outfit. So even when you're playing tennis, you actually can combine it with fashion and make fun out of it.
I love that. I mean, that also plays into so many other, like, not only for sports, but it also, like, I have to think immediately about traveling. I mean, you know, if you think about like how clothing can change the way we can move within whatever context we're moving in. And I know that you are also talking a lot about traveling in general on your channels. So how do you think what you wear changes the way you carry yourself, like on a photo shoot or during travel or just in everyday life? And I mean, you just spoke to already what it does to you when you are playing tennis in your cute tennis outfits.
Yes, well, you know, outfit, I feel it changes everything. You know, when I travel, you know, and I do like a travel content, I usually research a location, you know, where I'm going, you know, and I set the mood, you know, so like pre-choose some outfits, but I always bring some different options that can be out of a box, you know, for that particular, you know, event of a particular place, because you never know, the life is so different and you might go and explore something else that was not in your itinerary. And for that specific event, you need something, you know, like different. And obviously, when we travel, you know, when I travel, you know, you don't know what kind of mood you're gonna make up. It's very hard to, you know, predict. So for me, I always bring, you know, bright clothing and something flowy. Because, you know, like, you know, if I woke up and, you know, like I was like, oh, I'm lazy, I'm, you know, like I don't feel well, you know, let's say, you know, like I'm catching a cold, you know, I put it slowly, you know, like dress, you know, and I feel instantly better already. And I, you know, want to shoot, I want to, you know, like move slowly, like the dress flows and everything becomes just better. So I am a strong believer that fashion, you know, and how you put it together with a location or with an event, it goes really, really well together and brings, you know, either something in you or brings something in the place that you want to show.
I love everything that you've been saying, because for me, I'm very stuck in my path. So I usually try, I know control is an illusion of life, I'm aware, But like, I usually like, I struggled for the majority of my life to let go and try to be bracing myself for flexibility. And you are doing this like so consciously, and it must make your life so wonderful, because you know you are prepared, even though you are not necessarily preparing for having to be flexible on your vacation, let's say, and you want to explore something different. You have already, because of your mindset, set yourself up for success. For okay, yeah, we were planning on going diving, but now we're going, I don't know, cave exploring or something, and you need, of course, different pair of shoes or something. I don't know. You're already preparing yourself for success, that you are not having to ditch on an opportunity that you would have maybe liked to explore just because you didn't have what you needed. So I really love that, because you're having this flexible mindset and this kind of always being outside of the box mindset. This is so good. I love this. Thank you so much for sharing. And I think a lot of my audience will take away from that as well. Yeah, and speaking of travel, I mean, you've posted from breathtaking travel destinations in powerful statement looks. How does your environment, I mean, influence your style and vice versa?
Environment is a big thing, I believe, in fashion. So it depends, you know, where you go. You know, as I, you know, said previously, I do research for a place. So like, I'm trying to, you know, make the place and myself, you know, look like a beautiful picture or like a beautiful reel. Let's say, you know, if I'm going, you know, like on a snowy place where there's a lot of, you know, white snow, you know, I would say, you know, like even white, you know, or like a bright colors would look really cool, you know, on those, you know, locations. So I try to, you know, like pack something that, you know, will bring the place and me together with the place up and make a beautiful picture. If I go somewhere, you know, like tropical, you know, and I tend to travel tropical a lot, I do research as well, you know, location, and I see is like, you know, online, I usually like check pictures, you know, and I see like, do we have more greenery? Do we have more, you know, blue water? Do we have like more, you know, like a white structure building? So based on the locations, I choose my outfits as well to make sure, you know, like I blend in together with, you know, the style of either, you know, place or building, you know, to create the beautiful memories for myself, you know, and for my audience. Because I do strongly believe that everything in the picture have to not be perfect, but have to kind of like match, you know, in certain ways. So like if, you know, like the place has more turquoise water and a white structure, you know, like let's say, you know, like Greece or Santorini, you know, something flowy and beautiful and white or turquoise will be, you know, a really nice match. And if I, you know, maybe wear, if I, you know, if I wear something like this, you know, in, you know, like bright pink in those, you know, Santorini environment, I don't think, you know, like the picture will come out as good as I intend to. So yes, place, I do, you know, I do my researches and I, you know, tend to find inspiration from those places and bring it to my, you know, fashion.
I love that. Oh, wow. And you just said you're in a fashion. I love all of that, because I mean, you're trying to create content that makes you feel not, that makes you not look out of place. It makes you feel like you belong. And it has like this kind of sense of home. And that's such an amazing thing, because if we're looking at it, a lot of people feel very disconnected to not only where they are, but also who they are and how they feel home in their own bodies. And I think that there is definitely also a deeper cultural conversation about body confidence and physicality, especially in context with fashion. So do you think, back to your fitness world, do you think movement-based wellness like boxing and tennis could really help people feel more at home in their bodies?
Yes, I do believe that, you know, any kind of movement, so it doesn't even have to be, you know, like a professional fitness or, you know, like professional, like, you know, sports like tennis or boxing. Honestly, any movement will, you know, make anyone feel better. So usually a lot of days when I travel a lot and I don't have time, you know, to do those, you know, boxing or tennis, if, you know, like other places don't have that, you know, just walking, you know, running, anything you can, you know, run on the beach for like, you know, 15 minutes. It just brings the body awareness to yourself. And I feel like, you know, when you exercise for yourself. You don't exercise for someone else. So when you exercise for yourself, you kind of become more aware of your body at that moment. Because, you know, to be honest, our body's changing. I might not be the same, you know, a year from now. So, you know, whatever, you know, I had planned, you know, like today, you know, it will change in a year. So exercising, you know, or doing some activities, can be kayaking, or, you know, whatever it is, you know, walking on the beach will bring your awareness to your body, what feels good, what doesn't feel good at that moment. And then you can, you know, address it in a fashion if you have a photo shoot that day, or if you need to, you know, shoot some content. So you can choose the clothing wisely and, you know, create a better content that day.
That's absolutely amazing. And I also love what you just said, that it's so important to do it for yourself, because I think a lot of people are really trying to gain confidence from outside, from the outside opinions of others. And that's usually a surefire way of not working out, because there will always be people who don't appreciate you or don't appreciate how you look or whatever, because, you know, we're all individual people. So I really love how you said that. It almost, like, I would even go as far as to say it has all to do with self-love and you respecting and caring about yourself. What do you think?
Yeah, self-love is very important. And, you know, and I do believe that self-love starts with a little bit of a confidence and a kind of like mixed together. So we always beat up ourselves for, you know, like not being this, not being that, you know, like I don't think there is a single person that, you know, doesn't like something in themselves. So yes, we all, you know, dislike, you know, something in ourselves, but it, you know, honestly, you know, everything starts within. If you shine inside, if you, you know, your soul shine, it doesn't matter how you look, doesn't matter if you're 60, doesn't matter if you, you know, 90 years old, doesn't matter if you, you know, 20 years old, if you shine inside, you know, that people see that light and they're drawn to you. So, and that shine inside starts obviously from self-loving. And self-loving, you know, it's a lot of, you know, things that you do for yourself. You know, it can be exercise, it can be dressing up, it can be taking picture for, you know, for yourself. Or it can be just, you know, being quiet and enjoy, you know, like 30 minutes a day just for yourself, you know. So I believe everyone have to find something that make them happy, you know, and that they become, you know, not a better version of themselves, but they become themselves. So for me, you know, I found it, you know, with travel. You know, travel was always my passion, you know, and when I started doing, you know, like a travel influencing, you know, I'm such a happy person right now, because I found my niche and I found something that I really, really love, you know, and I'm sharing it with, you know, like my audience. So that makes me even happier. That's, you know, like little things like that, you know, when you find in your life, just continue. Don't be afraid, you know, don't be afraid, you know, like to step out of a box. And even if you feel you're already comfortable, you know, there are so many things that you're not comfortable at, try those.
I love that's here, audience. Again, amazing advice. Take that to your heart. And I can only support that, because me stepping into the role that I'm doing now is, to be honest, life has never been more worth living for me than it has been before. And I'm also so much happier now, since I'm able to have these wonderful conversations with you and all of the other guests and just do more fashion psychology, but because it just makes me happier and it just truly embodies what I'm passionate about. And that's so, so amazing. So thank you so much for sharing. And I think also for self-care and self-love, there is a lot of like clothing involved. I think if you are trying to you know, dress for yourself and you try to dress who you are in your own identity and the identity that has to show up the day. I think that's such an amazing and a powerful self-care tool. But the most people that think about self-care think about probably wellness and beauty. And I mean, you are in that space as well. I mean, you look absolutely fabulous. For everyone who is not watching this episode, your hair is absolutely bombastic, amazing. So beautiful. So, but I would like to shift to skincare a little bit for a moment. So your skin always looks absolutely radiant. Also right now, absolutely fantastic. Do you consider skincare as part of your wellness and confident routine?
Yes, I do consider skincare as a part of my routine. And skincare doesn't have to be something, you know, complicated. Honestly, for me, like number one, what I really, really like is either like a steam room or saunas. So anywhere I travel, you know, anywhere I go, if I have a chance, you know, to go to sauna, steam room, it just resets, you know, my mind and my skin to, you know, like a basic, I would say. So then I can, you know, like, you know, go on and, you know, like put moisturizer or anything, you know, like after a you know, sauna or steam room, that my go-to. You know, anywhere I go, I try to, you know, find at least like one day, you know, to reset myself to basics so I can go on with my life.
I love that. That probably already feeds a little bit into the question I had for you as well. Like, what are your favorite skincare rituals that make you feel more grounded or cared for, especially during busy travel and shoot days? Are you able to do sauna when you are like having very stressful fashion shoot stuff, or is that something you have to then reprioritize?
So with saunas, it you know, it depends, because obviously, you know, with sauna, you know, A, you need to make sure, you know, you have enough time, you know, to for, you know, for the shoot, you know, after, because you need to dry your hair, you know, you need to, you know, make, you know, it fabulous. So obviously, if it's a full day photo shoot, you know, I probably would do like a sauna, you know, like a day before or night before, because it's very hard to put it in the same day. But, you know, in those days that, you know, don't go to sauna or, you know, don't have a chance to go to, you know, steam room to reset myself, just a simple, you know, like a cleansing, you know, like taking a shower and just, you know, like putting, you know, minimal, you know, skincare, you know, on yourself, like a moisturizer, you know, a little, you know, like a balm, you know, for your lips, that usually that brings more to how I feel that day.
That's amazing. And I mean, it also, yeah, it's again, it's self-care and it's just self-love, because you take care of yourself and you probably, I mean, it's also a moment of quiet, right? So you're able to calm down and think and process things that might have happened during the day. So that's absolutely amazing. So much of the beauty world today is about transformation, even. I mean, you know, we put on makeup and change our hair and we look like almost a different person. What's your philosophy on enhancing versus hiding? And especially when it comes to makeup and skin?
I do believe that people have their own choices to either hide or enhance. For me personally, you know, my skincare routine usually is minimal. So like my makeups are usually minimal and staying, you know, natural. So some people probably would say it's more like, you know, a hiding routine, you know. But, you know, I do think that everybody can choose what their comfort level and what they want to do, because as long as they're happy, you know, that goes back to self-care. As long as they're happy, as long as they shine inside, you know, that beautiful, you know, like if I love beautiful makeup, if I like love long eyelashes, if I love, you know, a lot of jewelry, you know, like that just gonna shine through and people gonna be drawn to them because they truly love it. So for me, you know, it's a people choices, but, you know, stay true to yourself. Don't try to, you know, copy something that, you know, it's not true to yourself. You can try it, you know, obviously, you know, go, you know, outside of a box and try something new, but love it inside and go with it if you love it.
I love that. And I would like to add something to that as well, because don't care so much about what other people think. They will come to you if they're drawn to you when you're feeling beautiful anyway. It's the same thing for me too. You know, like age is always a big topic, right? When it comes to beauty and in fashion also. And I've been told a lot that I look quite a lot younger. I don't think so, but a lot of people say that because I have naturally pre-maturing gray hair. Like this is my natural gray hair color. And for a lot of people, that's like, wow, why don't you dye your hair? And I'm like, because I don't want to. First of all, I'm too lazy to maintain it. I would have to dye my roots all the time if I start once. Second of all, I got very blessed because a lot of people think it's actually on purpose. Thank you. And I like it too. I sometimes feel like Cruella de Vil, kind of like my inner kind of fierce lady. And I do love a good red lipstick, and my finger wave is also more like an old school kind of hair look. And for a lot of people, it's like, oh, wow, you kind of tap out of a different era. But for me, this is how I feel myself. And I have been approached by more people that I probably would care to like on the street. Because I radiate that out because I feel myself. So I'm authentically me when I step out of the door. And I think that's what you're saying, right? It's like you're glowing from within and you are like beauty comes from within first and projects outwards. So I really love this conversation and it's so nice to talk with you. Angie, I would like to know if there is one thing that you would like our audience to take away from this conversation today, any mindset shift, anything that you would like, any advice you could offer for our listeners about embracing style as part of a whole wellness lifestyle, what would that be?
I definitely would advise everybody to try to push yourself to step outside of a box or take on something that you really wanted for a long time, but put away on that shelf that I did. No, and don't put it away anymore and try to do it, you know, like let's say in the spring, you know, and see what's going to happen, you know, like it's the best to try it and say, oh, I did not like it, then not try it at all. And then 10 years later, you're like, oh, why didn't I try it? So that's what, you know, my advice.
I love that. That's actually one of my biggest regrets during the pandemic. I was like so close to give myself a buzz cut because I always wanted to try that to have no hair, like or to have very little hair. And I regret it because now I'm in the public eye and I cannot really, if I don't like it now, it's going to be a problem. So people, be brave and then try to, embrace that mindset of stepping out of your comfort zone and stepping out of the box and try something new. I really love that. I'm going to pin that up definitely in our conversation. So it was so wonderful to talk with you. Time is such a valuable currency. So I'm so grateful that you spent your time with me today and you shared all of your valuable insights with my audience and your audience. And I'm super excited for everyone to hear what they are thinking about our conversation. As we come to a close, we do have a closing tradition on this podcast where we challenge our audience to step out of their comfort zone and be more mindful and intentional. What is your Style My Mind challenge for this week today?
I would advise, the audience to try and wear a color that they think doesn't suit them. And take a picture, obviously, you know, and post it on social media, express, their reaction, to that color. So let's say, I usually don't like red color, and I only, wore like red, maybe like a couple of times. Every time I wear it, actually people, saying, oh my God, looks good on you. So, pick a color that you feel, is not your color, take a picture of it and share your experience.
That's amazing. I might have to actually dip into your wardrobe and pick that pink outfit because I don't wear pink at all. But that's such a good idea. So yeah, audience, you have heard this week's Style My Mind challenge. Make sure that you tag that photo, that picture that you've taken with the hashtag Style My Mind Challenge. And also make sure to tag Angie and I so we can see what beautiful things you come up with, and we can leave some love there as well, because you've been brave enough to step out of your comfort zone. Oh, Angie, this was such a wonderful conversation. I'm so grateful that you were here. Where can our listeners follow you, support your work, and be inspired by your journey, most and foremost?
Absolutely. They can follow me on Instagram. My handle is Angie Heron. And I would love all your love. And, you know, any comments as well, you know, any questions, feel free to reach out.
Awesome. Thank you so much for opening that door. I will also make sure to put your Instagram handle, all of the socials, into our info box so that people can just with one click get to your page. Thank you so much again to be here.
Thank you. And it was a pleasure. And, you know, for, you know, the audience, you know, I did step out today out of my comfort zone because it was my first podcast ever, never a dull moment.
You have done absolutely beautiful, and I'm certain that our audience will love everything that you shared and that you've put yourself out there with me today. And thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Jen.
So if you enjoyed this episode, please like, subscribe, and share, and do all of those beautiful things. Share it with someone who could maybe use a reminder that strength, style, and self-love can be absolutely coexisting within one realm. You can also follow us on all of our social media channels and visit my website for more interviews, insights, all around fashion psychology that can support your emotional well-being. And always remember, keep your head held high. Stay open to your evolution and never underestimate the power of styling your mind. Thank you very much.